As Noah's forecast brightens today, ours gets a little darker, not with the prediction of 40 days of rain, but just the next two. We have a complicated relationship with water. That's the brightest, most partly sunny take I can offer. None of us would be here without this water all around us. Bienville picking our city's site because the Mississippi connects to even more water here. Bayou St. John leading back to the lake. With us sitting in the shadow of the Sewage and Water Board's main facility, just down Claiborne, with us forever sitting in the shadow of Katrina, Noah and his ark and all that water is a bit of a difficult image for me. And yet we're still here. With our rain forecast and 90% humidity, waterlogged, but not washed out. While our first reading today avoids Noah's inner tension, ark or not, imagine what he would have seen and smelled and heard all of those days. Our first reading does show Noah's actions. Noah built an altar to the Lord, and choosing from every clean animal and every clean bird, remember, he took 7 pairs of those, he offered burnt offerings on the altar. Noah's feet hit soggy ground this morning, and he immediately moves to his knees to praise of God. God has gotten us through much. May we be like Noah, not just in weather circumstances, but in that final movement. May we find our sacrifice of praise on this rainy day.